This is Bobby's mother, Kara Thornbody. I know that a lot of you have been asking some very serious questions about why Sam and I are seeking a divorce. Trust me, we wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for the best. Rather than bore you with history, maybe it might be better just to tell you what happened today that actually cleared the air of a lot of things. I was awoken, as mothers often are, by the sound of my son. He was obviously in distress. I looked at the clock. It was 5 a.m., much earlier than Bobby would normally wake up. I got up quickly and, putting on a robe, went out into the hallway. The door to both Bobby's room and the bathroom were open, and I could hear Bobby in the bathroom. Clearly, he was sick again. This was the fourth time he had gotten sick since we got here. He normally doesn't have this problem back in Huntington, and when you add in the fact that he caught a fever shortly after coming here, the evidence was beginning to add up quickly. Bobby, what's wrong?
Mom, I don't feel so good.
I felt his forehead. He was burning up again. This was clearly not a relapse. He had been fine for at least 4 days previously. I suspected now more than ever what was happening. Bobby, I'm taking you to the doctor today. I have an appointment with him already. Can you manage till 10?
I can try, but Mom, you're not sick. Why are you going to the doctor?
Bobby, we never told you because we didn't want you to worry.
Didn't tell me what, Mom? What's wrong?
Back in Huntington, I spent a lot of time sick. Do you remember that? I'd spend days in bed. I caught colds and stomach flus, but just about every year, sometimes twice, and even in the summer. Do you remember?
I just thought that you needed to rest. You always seemed fine the next day after seeing the doctor.
That's right. After seeing the doctor. Well, that's part of why we're here. But if what I think is wrong is true, well, I'll let the doctor explain that then.
Oh, okay, Mom. I'll go.
By the time I was ready to leave for the doctor, Sam was out with Graydon and Trevor. The original plan was to have Bobby go out with them to a local museum while I went there, but I explained to Sam the situation, and he agreed it was the best if the doctor took a look at Bobby. I drove us both to the clinic and then led Bobby through a door which had a large sign: Dr. Marcus Locklear, Neurology.
Mom, this is a neurologist. Don't I need a regular doctor?
Not if what I think is happening is true. He'll be able to tell. I explained to the receptionist that I was there with my son and wanted the doctor to check him at the same time he was making sure that I was all right. We soon found ourselves in an examination room, and it wasn't long before the doctor came in.
Hello, Kara. And you must be Bobby, am I right?
Yes, sir. Pleased to meet you.
The doctor looked at Bobby with that look that seemed to show concern. A nurse had taken all our vital signs earlier, so he could clearly see that Bobby was running a fever.
How about you, Kara? Have you been well lately?
Yes, I have. Better than I have in years, but now it seems Bobby is having the same troubles I had back in Huntington.
Bobby, do you feel sick today?
Yes, sir. I was up at 5 this morning in the bathroom because my stomach was turning so badly. I barely got to the bathroom
Were you dreaming anything when you woke up?
Yeah. I was dreaming about, well, I don't want to say, but yes, I was dreaming, and it really upset me.
Was it about being home?
Part of it. Yes, sir.
Bobby, do you miss being home?
That, as I figured, was more than enough to set Bobby in tears. He turned away, looking as though he felt embarrassed. The doctor nodded knowingly.
I think you're right, Kara. And frankly, it doesn't surprise me. I just wish it had shown up in you before you had settled in Huntington. You might not be in the fix you're in now.
Mean, doctor? Is my mom hurt?
In a way, yes. But let's talk about you for now, all right? How long have you been down here in Atlanta, Bobby?
This is my third week here, sir.
And how many times have you gotten sick since being here?
Today was the fourth time.
What about back home? Did you get sick a lot there?
No, sir. Not like this, anyway.
Well, it looks like the two are connected. You're getting sick because you're away from home. Does that make sense?
I do miss things back in Huntington, but why would it make me feel like this? It's not like I think Atlanta's a bad place to live. I just miss. I just miss.
There's a little-known disease called clinical homesickness. You know what homesickness is?
Yeah, I miss my home a lot. And I miss my friend a lot, too.
Well, in your case, Bobby, it seems that it is making you really sick. You miss home so much, you end up getting fevers, colds. Your body simply can't fight off anything that would harm it. Does that make sense?
I'm not doing it on purpose, I swear!
I know you're not doing it on purpose, Bobby. Any more than I was doing it on purpose back in Huntington.
Wait, what? You were... Oh, no.
I was homesick, Bobby. So much so that it made me physically sick, just like you. The doctor gave me some medicine that helped, but it never lasted. I didn't have the heart to tell him all the prescriptions that I had taken. But despite them, I still eventually got sick again, and the depression got worse. When Sam saw that I attempted suicide, that was the last straw. We knew that we couldn't do that to our son, but I simply could not keep up the pretense.
Your mother's been sick for some time, Bobby. That's part of why she's here. This is her home. Since coming here, she has shown remarkable improvement.
But Dr. Locklear, I wasn't born in Huntington. I was born on the Big Island in Hawaii. If I'm this sick, shouldn't I go back there?
How much of your life in Hawaii do you remember, Bobby?
Very little, honestly. I left there when I was 5.
So basically, you remember your mother, your father, your home, and little else, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
So when you moved from Hawaii to Huntington, you brought your mother, your father, and most of your belongings, your home.
I guess so. Yeah. But I still feel bad about all this. I wanted us to be a family.
We will still be a family, Bobby. I'll just be away for long periods, that's all. You can talk to me anytime you like, and I'll come visit you. And you can come visit me. But you don't mean to be sick, do you?
No! No, 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 no!
And if you stay here, you'll probably be sick most of the time, like I was. I don't want you to be sick, Bobby. I love you too much for that.
But, Mom! I...
Even if I'm here and you're in Huntington, we'll still be a family. Remember the word Ohana?
Ohana. My family. Nobody gets left behind. Or forgotten.
I placed a hand on Bobby's heart. Even if I'm far away, I'll always be right here, Bobby. Always.
Mom, I'm sorry. I had no idea being away from your home was making you sick. I feel awful now.
That's why we didn't tell you. Can you be strong for me, though?
I can try, but how can I go back to Huntington? Dad still has his client.
Your father and I will work on that. With my suspicions confirmed, your father and I will find a way to get you back. It may take some time, though. Until we have things straightened out, though, I'm sure Dr. Locklear is more than willing to help.
I certainly can write a letter detailing the diagnosis and the importance of getting him home as quickly as possible.
But it's almost Christmas. There's no way we can get back before then.
Oh, you'd be amazed what a doctor's order can do, Bobby.
This still doesn't make me feel any better about having to be away from her. But I don't want her sick. Mom... Are you sure about this?
It's all we can do. If I go back, I'll be very sick. If you stay here, so will you. We don't want to be apart, but we have to be.
I'll have a letter drawn up today. It should be in the mail to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Locklear. I just hope I can survive the next few days to get it without getting sick again. I hate being sick.
Even if you get sick again, at least now you know why.
I don't understand why I'm getting sick, though. Yes, I miss it, but I don't feel that badly about not being there. At least, I don't think I do.
Well, what happens is, when homesickness gets so intense, it triggers depression. That's what makes you sick.
You're sure going back will make me better? And that Mom needs to stay here?
Bobby, if it's any consolation, I felt better the past few weeks than I have in several years.
That's great, Mom. But I'm still not looking forward to
Remember, Bobby. Ohana. We'll always be a family, no matter what.
My Ohana. Mom, I'll try to be brave. For you.
And I'll be brave for you, too. I'll miss you a lot, and I'll send you an email every day.
You promise?
Cross my heart.
Okay, Mom. I believe you. But, is there any way that I can get some medicine, just in case I do get sick again?
Well, I could prescribe something, but it might make you feel funny. Are you all right with that?
If it means I don't have to go to the bathroom and get sick every other night, then yes, sir, I am.
Well, hold on. I might have a sample. This should help. Only take half a tablet, Bobby. These are intended for adults, but you're a big boy now, right?
Yes, sir. And thank you.
Too long we led your thoughts astray, refusing to be honest through and through, until we realized what was in store. Times now changed what we've done today. Hearts need mending, this is true. That's what the Hawaiian Ohana is for. I will always be there, though far away. My every thought will be right there with you. Every single day, I love you more.